I found I'd had enough of it. A desire for substance and reality came over me. Maybe sooner or later this craving hits everybody. It hit me hard. CBS announced my departure as my retirement, and Dan Rather read the announcement so solemnly on the air that many people, upon hearing it, assumed at first that I had died. It wasn't an obituary notice I'd meant to hand in. It was a declaration of independence. I wanted Roman candles, not funeral wreaths. I planned a trip. I had spent nearly all my life traveling in the United States, but there was one more fanciful journey I had always wanted to make. Now I had the chance, and the prospect thrilled me. I would revisit a dozen favorite American places at just the right time of year. I would go alone and without a plan and without a budget. I'd saved enough to live on for a while. And I wouldn't do anything that felt very much like work. I had never been any good at doing nothing. I thought I would try to learn. I would drift with the current of life. I'd be footloose and a little irresponsible. And I'd have a perfect year in America.